You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 11th show. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information, and market trends on conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And right now in studio, I have Vincent Humphrey. He's attorney with Humphrey and Associates, and we're going to talk about making sure it really is a good idea to sue before you go in that direction. And Vincent, thank you so much for joining me back in studio.
Glad to be here, Tina. Thanks for having me.
And a little bit about Vincent. Vincent Humphrey is attorney at Humphrey & Associates, PLLC, which focuses on family law and civil litigation. His passion is in bringing justice and clarity to those in need. His experiences allow him to work well in many different situations, and a service-first mentality also gives him the break past through the allows him to break past through the toughest scenarios. Vincent holds a Juris Doctor degree from University of Idaho College of Law and a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Washington. He has advised executives from Fortune 100 companies as well as the working man and woman at the local grocery store. Vincent participates in a variety of legal organizations in King County, where he mentors other lawyers and is interested in helping good people going through tough situations. And that's really what the show is about today, because we're kind of talking about why not to sue or whether it makes sense to. And we're talking with an attorney. So let's get right into it. Typically, Vincent, how do you handle the question, what are my chances?
I would like to start off with a quote. Can I do that, Tina?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I love getting quotes from you.
Yeah. All right. So the quote goes something like this: discourage litigation, persuade your neighbors to compromise whenever you can. Point out to them how the nominal winner is often a real loser in fees, expenses, and just a waste of time. So as a peacemaker, the lawyer has a superior opportunity of being a good man. There will still be business enough. That was said by none other than Abraham Lincoln.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, prior to even that question, we were chatting a little off air about, you know, how do you get business, right?
When you're coming in and always sharing how not to sue.
And you know, even that last little bit, I think, makes perfect sense that there's business enough. There's enough that's going on. And so I think today's show is just great. And in that question that you ask, what are my chances? That's really a loaded question, because there's, you know, am I going to win? How much is this going to cost?
Yes.
You know, what should I do? And so there's all sorts of different facets to that. And typically when I hear that question, I try to peel back those layers and figure out, all right, where is this coming from? Because the reality is, you're going to regardless of what your situation is, the best that you can have with a lawyer is that they are your advocate.
Yes.
They're not the one wearing the robe.
Yes.
So if this is going to go into litigation, your best case scenario is still going to be presented in front of a man or a woman in a robe, and they get to have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, I mean, the variations of what could happen are so far out there. So I think a good attorney, what they will do, and if they're worth their salt, will try to analyze where the client is coming from and won't try to lead them astray out of either some sort of personal gain or some gain to the firm to say, you know, here are the chances in my experience. But hey, we don't know.
Yeah, you never know. And kind of you can, I would imagine, as an attorney, you can't tell them what to do, but just to kind of help direct them in the way that you think might be best suited.
To the listener out there that has the attorney that says, I guarantee you this is the results you're going to get when we step into that courtroom, my advice is to run.
Exactly.
Run fast. They don't know what they're doing.
So, Vincent, and you know, if you've got somebody that's messed you up and you know, legally speaking, should you try to talk to them before lawyering up?
Yeah. You know, that seems like really, you know, a basic concept, and I'll say you absolutely can, and you should. If you can stomach it, talking to whoever it is that wronged you in mm-hmm. some way. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people come to me with their, my neighbor blew his leaves onto my yard, or, you know, I know Crazy. They did this because of that, or they took this from me. Maybe they didn't know it was yours,
yes.
right? Now, you can pay me and we can have this conversation and we can explore. Well, how do you know your neighbor? Did you see your neighbor blow the leaves? Uh-huh, did you see him take? Yeah, while the clock is running, right? Go talk to them. Simple,
sure.
simple advice, probably that you've heard from a parent or a teacher to say, well, did you talk to that person?
Mm-hmm.
That right there, I mean, a lot of times emotions can get elevated and assumptions can be there.
Sure.
But when you go into the legal field, right, we don't base our opinions on speculation or a hypothetical that may or may not have happened. We need to know, you know, well, what happened? What happened next? Did you talk to your neighbor or to your spouse or to mm-hmm. your coworker? So taking that advice, I think, will go a long way and can save you so much money. And if you can just take that time to, you know, take
just
a breather.
You can figure it out and work it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And if not, obviously, right, that's what attorneys are for. We'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. But have that conversation first. You're only doing yourself favors.
Makes sense. So, Vincent, what would be a tip in preparation for somebody that wants to come in and have that initial conversation with you to see what the next step should be?
One of the things I think to everybody listening that you should know about working with an attorney, doesn't matter what really kind of the field is, right? From family law, we do a lot of family law, to real estate, to intellectual property, mm-hmm. on and on. A couple things to know. One, if you're going to see an attorney, you need to be organized, period.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going in there and you've got papers. Oh, I think this is the email. Hold on a second. Where is that text message? It's here somewhere. And they're staring at their clock or their watch and saying, okay, hopefully this man or woman gets it together. So having having all of your ducks, chickens, cows, whatever it is, having them all in a row, right?
Yeah,
having them
yeah.
lined up. And not only lined up, but lined up linearly, right?
Okay.
What happened first?
Yeah,
what happened
okay.
second? I mean, that's one of the things that can be really frustrating in dealing with, you know, anybody, your interactions in the legal field,
uh-huh.
because we want to know, hey, what happened? Then what happened next?
Yes.
Then what happened next? Which is really kind of disjointed if you and I, Tina, were to just have a conversation mm-hmm. about how your day went yesterday. You say, I woke up and then I went here. Oh, yeah. And
then
I went
there. But then you kind of forget that you did that. Yes.
Yeah. And you go back and forth. That is annoying. And it uh-huh. is painful as an attorney to just say, wait a second. You know, we're trying to make our chart of what happened next mm-hmm. and all that. So having it, if you did that, that would go a long ways to say, hey, at this day, at this time, I did mm-hmm. this. And then I followed up with an email. Here's a copy of that email.
Yeah.
And another thing, please bring copies. Some attorneys like originals, but it's always good to have a copy, especially if they're sensitive documents.
Of course.
Right? Your birth certificate, Social Security. If that is what's necessary, have a copy with you. Because if the attorney says, I don't want your originals, but I can make copies, and that's uh-huh. an additional charge in a lot of cases to say, oh, no, here's all the documents that I have as a copy pre-made for you, Mr.
or
Mrs. Attorney.
And it sounds like it might be a good idea to sit down and just, you know, type out a cover letter so that you can actually go through those steps, because I would imagine when we're getting it from your brain to the page that you could really pick some things up and that could help to organize it.
Yes.
And much easier, obviously, for your client, and like you said, a lot less expensive and better for you in helping them through that process.
Totally agree.
So, Vincent, sometimes it's just about the principle of things. I'm sure some of your clients say that. How dangerous could that mindset be?
I think it can be very dangerous and very, really destructive. I've had clients tell me that very thing, that, you know, it's the principle of the matter. They took my, you fill in the blank, and that fill in the blank might amount to something less than $20. And to have that conversation or to try to litigate over something along those lines is really ridiculous. And it's ridiculous not just because I think it's ridiculous, but the court a lot of times doesn't want to engage in those sort of emotional tirades, if you will.
Of course.
To say, you know what, is this really what we're here? We're here over, you know, the pen that you got that you could replace. It's just not worth it. And so to that, again, I try to seek to understand where that is coming from. A lot of it is emotion. A lot of it is hurt. And a lot of it is, I just want them to feel this way.
Yes.
And a lot of times the other side doesn't care.
Exactly.
And in some instances.
And they're probably laughing from the stress that you're going through. And
Yes. Because a lot of times they know what gets to you. And they know what ticks your buttons. Mm-hmm. And so they'll say, you know, I'm going to do this to infuriate or to heighten the emotions on the other side.
Yeah.
And then again, understanding that you're not getting anywhere. And some of the, you know, best advice that I can give is that you are doing well to move on.
Yeah. Well, we always learn. Successful. We all learn growing up. If, you know, somebody's bothering you, pretend like it doesn't bother you and they'll stop, but continue like it's an issue. They'll continue going. So how do you counsel your clients, Vincent, when they just are insistent to drag this process on?
One of the things,
sometimes you just have to say, you know, no, I'm, you know, I this is not doing any good, or how do you address that?
Certain times, yeah, I let them know I'm not the right one for you. That distinction comes in where I decide, you know, is that something that I want to do?
Yeah.
Do I want to be in court fighting over the Easy Bake Oven that you know you bought and the other side says they bought it? Really? And it is hard because the client a lot of times wants these things to happen, but I understand kind of the full picture and saying that and what it's going to cost you in legal fees and time, and then also what the client would potentially, could potentially hear from a judge or a commissioner from the bench in regards to, you know, counsel, are we really here for the Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah,
and then they look down at my client and say, here, let me tell you something, son, or, you know, miss. And I just have to stand there and be like, I told you. Come on.
Yeah.
And the thing about court is it's not just you in there by yourself, right? Uh-huh. You've got other people in the courtroom and they're like, oh, that guy's here for the Easy Bake Oven. And so I tell them that. And then even more seriously, I let them know that the court has so much latitude that they can do. They can say, sure, I'll order them to give you the Easy Bake Oven, but you pay their attorney's fees.
Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, okay, so you got an Easy Bake Oven and that's the most easy, that's the most price Easy Bake Oven that you'll ever have.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
If they even make those anymore. I mean, I should have said Legos or something.
Who knows? Well, Vincent, for those people that actually are planners, and if they're planners, I'm sure they're going to have their stuff together. They're going to come prepared and planned for you in that initial meeting. I'd imagine those planners are really, are going to be looking to you for your expertise. And a common question I would imagine would be, how long is this process going to take?
Yeah.
From start to finish.
A quick answer, time.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say specifically how long. In certain cases, they give you a case schedule. And to the listener that is in that position and is thinking of going to see an attorney, understand that you are but half of the top pleading line where it has your name versus.
Yes.
And that versus, there's a huge gap between your name versus period and whoever person or entity is on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And their interest may be just to drag this out because they can.
Yeah.
And understanding that, well, I want this done, or, well, I'm trying to get remarried. How do I, you know, I'm trying to get out of this marriage so I can get in the next one. Say, well, don't set a wedding date quite yet. I can't tell you how many times I've had that call. Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Give it time and understand that whatever you're thinking, give it even some more time on that. Not because your attorney's trying to make it take time, but you just can't control the other side of the verses.
Makes sense. So, Vincent, we got a minute and I need to get to commercial, but I want to ask you, you know, bottom line, if you think you're ready to sue, what's advice?
To the person that's heated, fired up, ready to go.
Fired up and ready to go.
Your worst case scenario. If I've got to pay the other attorney, if this goes the other way and I lose everything, is that worth it? Have I talked to the other person?
Great advice.
Have I done everything that I can?
Yeah.
Thank
Great
you.
Advice. Thank you so much, Vincent. I appreciate your time and coming
into
the studio.
It went so fast.
It does every time. And coming up next in the Money Hour, a discussion on home inspections. Andy Young with Active Home Inspectors right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.